President Biden declared federal agencies to restore healthy and abundant wild salmon populations to the Columbia River Basin. The presidential memorandum says tribal treaties need to be honored. Courtney Flatt has more.
When four tribes entered into treaties with the U.S. government in 1885, they reserved the right to fish in all usual and accustomed places. But since the dams were built, 13 salmon and steelhead populations have become threatened or endangered. Now, Biden has called for a sustained national effort to restore wild fish populations. Tribal leaders say this memorandum is a first, centering tribal treaty and trust obligations. For decades, the federal government, environmental groups, and tribes have been involved in a legal challenge over hydropower operations. That's been on hold because the federal government agreed to figure out a solution. That pause lasts through October. Biden's memorandum says there's a need for other services dams provide, including carbon-free energy and support for agriculture. Supporters of the dams say that shows not much has changed with this announcement. I'm Courtney Flatt.